Dayaradamadogokunda Bihari. You can play some Madonna. Somebody has called it. Dayaradamadogokunda Bihari. Gopi Tanda Balaga Giribaradhari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balaba Giribhar Dhari Yashoda Nanana Baja Janna Ranjana Yashoda Baja Janna Ranjana Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jamuna Tirabana Chari Mandaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Balaba Giribhar Dhari Yashoda Nanana Baja Janna Ranjana Yashoda Nanana Baja Janna Ranjana Jamuna Tirabana Chari Jamuna Tirabana Chari Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Gauranika, Jaya Gauranika, Gauranika, Jaya Gauranika. Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Shyam Sundar. Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravachakacharya Ashwara Kharashara Vishnupad Divine Grace Vishnupad 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 All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. Shri Krishna Sankirtan Ki Jai. Holy Name Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, everybody. On this warm winter day. I don't have a particular Bhagavad Gita verse, but I thought I would talk about how to trick Maya's tricks, how to overcome Maya's tricks with our own tricks. And there is one Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita verse that we will explore in the discussion. For those that don't know, Maya is a name for the illusory energy of the material world that keeps us here, that makes us think that this is all in all and that we're our bodies and that the ultimate goal of life is just simply to enjoy the material energy. Actually, when I first came to Krishna consciousness, maybe for some of you too, I'm sure there's probably some other people, usually in your first few hours of talking to devotees, you'll hear several different names. And one of them, of course, is Krishna. You learn about that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then you'll probably hear about Srila Prabhupada, because he is our spiritual master who introduced us to Krishna. And then you'll hear about Maya. For some reason, that always comes up. You begin to hear about what you're trying to go against, which is illusory energy. And there are many stories of devotees that have walked into the temples. One particular sannyasi remembers he walked into the temple in Moscow for the first time and went into the bathroom, and written on the mirror was, "You're not this body." And then he looked over into the shower and saw above the hot water, Maya. So, in other words, we don't want to indulge too much in the material energy, because she has a very bad reputation. She can be introduced by many names. Sometimes she's referred to as the number one enemy. Also, she's known as the witch of Maya. And of course, as illusion. And then another one, that which is not. So she doesn't have a very good write-up. So if you were to go and try to find an employer, and you found out that that employer had these qualities, enemy, illusion, witch, would you really want to be employed by that person? Probably not. But unfortunately, we've been employed under Maya's domain for many, many, many births. And we're her servant. Whatever she says, we do. And that's pretty scary, to actually understand that we're under her control. Because this is her kingdom. She's given this job. It's a bad service, but it's a service by Krishna to make us in illusion. And so this is what we're up against when we decide that, I think I would like to become a devotee. And so we have some training to do, and that is so nicely done by our spiritual master and a team of other spiritual masters in the past, and also by Lord Chaitanya, who was an incarnation of Krishna that came 500 years ago, who helped give us some higher technology of how to out-trick Maya's tricks. And we find that actually we've become quite outfitted to take up this task of defeating this illusory energy. There's one nice song that kind of describes this. I'll read the translation. It's very short. Thank you. It says, "O fish-like soul, why have you fallen into the entangling nets of Maya? You have not understood that by being bound up by those nets, you will have to remain in this material world for a long, long time. After becoming a captive in Maya's snare due to your desires for very insignificant enjoyments, you remain transformed in a spiritually diseased condition, punishable just like a disobedient servant. Now, by the power of devotional service, always remained subservient to Lord Krishna, swimming and frolicking freely in the nectarine ocean of Krishna prema, or the love for God. So this is what we can look forward to in this path of Krishna consciousness, that we can actually learn the art of how to escape Maya's clutches and to latch on to the lotus feet of Krishna and gradually make it out of this material illusion. But Maya, she thrives in darkness. And this age, it's the last of four ages, is called the Kali Yuga. Kali is very dark. It's the dark age of illusion and quarrel, dissension. And so she thrives here. And she does she's quite busy. But our spiritual master has brought us the most brilliant torchlight. And that's the verse that I'm going to read today from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which means the beautiful story of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this describes that the importance of these great scriptures. This Bhagavat Purana, this book, is as brilliant as the sun. And it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. And so these scriptures, which our spiritual master has given us, are brilliant. And it describes not only the most beautiful, brilliant personality of Godhead, Krishna, but also it describes how we can engage in his service. And this devotional service is like an LED flashlight, because it's super bright. It's like a big, it's not even like a flashlight, it's like a floodlight. And what it does, it dissipates this darkness so that we can actually see who we really are and that we don't really belong here at all. This is not our home. It's not a natural place for us. We actually belong in the spiritual world. So this is what devotional teaches us, is how to engage in this position, how to engage busy, not in service of this bad master, but in service of our real master, of Krishna, our God. And this devotional service convinces us that in this lifetime, we should give up our useless activities of searching after this insignificant pleasure, as it says here, this insignificant material enjoyment, and we should